Ash Churchill owns a quadcopter. It's an unmanned aerial vehicle, or a drone. He flies it as a hobby regularly, and that is perfectly legal.
It is probably about a square foot, has four blades, single battery, lasts about 20 minutes. It carries a standard GoPro camera, and the camera is connected to the drone via what they call a gimbal.
The gimbal holds the camera steady in flight. Churchill wants to use the drone in his new photography business. That is illegal.
About a year and a half ago, when my wife and I were looking for a property to purchase in Homer, and just looking on the internet at hundreds and hundreds of properties, realized the extremely low quality of property photos in general.
Churchill is nursing a coffee in the corner of a local coffee shop. He is an Australian native, and his business is called AC Productions. The FAA is developing federal regulations for drones in states across the country right now. Some of the concerns are safety and privacy. Churchill started his one-man operation this summer. His plan was to sell aerial photographs and video of properties around Kachemak Bay to real estate companies. He already had an interest in photography and real estate.
That, in correlation with the properties around Homer, being very hard to get to sometimes, especially the vacant land, and also bluff properties and things like that, combined with the drone capabilities, I just saw a niche market that couldn't be ignored.
Churchill hasn't been able to follow through with his idea, though. To fly a drone commercially, the pilot has to get a special exemption. Federal regulations on drone piloting are murky. Federal agencies insist they're working on safely introducing drones into the country's airspace, but it's taking longer than drone pilots like Churchill would like. Alan Knitzer with the Federal Aviation Administration said in a written statement that the FAA has made important steps toward a 2012 congressional order that the agency bring drone use under rule of law by this past September. The FAA missed that deadline, but Knitzer says they are finalizing a set of rules that are scheduled to be published this spring. There's also a new database the agency requires drone pilots register to by February 19th, and they've approved 3,000 commercial exemptions to businesses. That's the same exemption Churchill needs. He also has to pay to get a special pilot's license.
The drone that I fly at the moment retails for around about $1,000. If the regulations go in the direction they look to be going, it's going to cost you around about $5,000, from my understanding, purely just to be able to fly it. That's before even purchasing it.
Churchill says the cost and restrictions are pushing him towards giving up on his drone and just relying on still photography and videos taken from the ground. And he says that's what the FAA probably wants.
I think what's brought about these regulations in such a hurry is to try and slow down the amount of drones being sold, being used in general. And also because of the severity of the implications of somebody misusing these drones.
Churchill also believes drone pilots' rights aren't being considered. As an example, he criticizes the FAA's plan to make the names and addresses of drone pilots who register with the agency public.
Sure, I'm all for having regulations, guidelines. I am in the opinion that the regulations and restrictions are, at this point, borderline ridiculous.
Churchill is a month away from taking his citizenship exam, and he'd like to begin using his drone in his business as soon as possible. But he's not sure if the cost and hassle are worth it. FAA's Alan Knitzer said in his statement, film and video production are among the drone uses the FAA approved for commercial exemptions. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.